Yeah, it's tough. I mean, they're going at it. It's a heck of a competition, and I try not to worry about having to make a decision right now and just letting them practice, letting them work, coaching them up. Matt's doing a great job with them. We're just coaching all three guys to get ready for the season, all four guys to get ready for the season, because we're working David as well, and we'll see where he is with practice time as well. But we are, we've talked about it. It's a competition, and we're not going to concern ourselves with the decision making other than they're running plays in practice. They're functioning under center well. They're functioning the gun well. They're getting to the, they're moving people around. They're making checks. They're doing everything we've asked them to do, and they're competing hard, and they're competing in an optimal way. I think we're seeing that, and we'll see where we go. We got two more games, and I've told them both that we're not working under the idea that either one of them are going to be that guy. We're just now, we're gonna wait it out and talk through it. When the time comes, we have to make a decision. Just working through progressions, making the right reads, finishing progressions, use of the proper footwork, and then if they have a chance to complete a throwing motion to be able to make an accurate throw in zone coverage or man-to-man coverage, and obviously if it's a contested throw, be able to, put in a position where they take the ball, keep the ball away from that man-to-man player. Yeah, I thought he did well. He's really done good in the pass catching department. He's shown good running skills and he's practiced well. So, obviously he's involved in this competition right now. As I said, I think him and Kadeem are in a competition for who will be the second guy or the next guy to go in, at least early on in the season if we go that way. And I think both guys show that, they're willing to, they're up to it, and we got two more games to go. They'll get some runs, and they'll get some opportunities to pass protect. I think they both have to continue to get more included in that. When we're in our protection meetings, most of the time they're not in our protection meetings. They're in the special teams meetings. So as we get back here, we get more time to do those kinds of things. Skip can get with them and spend some more time so we can bring him up to speed with the protection side of it. Well, I thought he was around the ball. I think he had five tackles. He was around the ball a little bit more. He was more active. It appeared to me, and I haven't talked to Mel about this, just more comfortable at the position this week. And that's what we would expect. I mean, talked to Reggie after the game and a week ago, and this was his first time playing Sam in a real game. It's not Bourbonnais, and it's not out here at Hallis. It's a real football game, and you could see a little more confident, a little bit more reactive, and natural reactions to making plays. I thought he got better, and that's a good sign. Week two, we've got two more weeks, and I'm hopeful it'll continue to make progress. I think it's tough because of his flexibility. I think that he played well last night. He was excellent inside, running the football. He was physical, running the ball. Obviously, you saw him make that play. It was a good job setting the edge by the guys inside. I think it was Kelvin and both Jared who set the edge, but it was an excellent play by him making the tackle. I think that he plays middle very well, but we've got to be in a position that if we lose somebody that he can move into either position, and so we'll continue to do that. But Mike linebacker is certainly a place that he excels at, and he's got to play the nickel as well. So we think he can handle it. And we're going to continue to work them in all those areas.